Countries throughout Asia are looking for less costly ways to upgrade their militaries, defense companies said at the Singapore Air Show last week. The air show brings together government, military, and high-level business officials every 2 years. Before the show, Indonesia said it would order 42 French fighter jets in an $8.1 billion deal. That makes the island nation the biggest French arms user in the area. Southeast Asia countries, especially, will most likely deal with important needs in the next year, said Colin Koh. He is a researcher at Singapore's Institute of Defense and Strategic Studies. A good number of countries in the region are facing rising debt. That means the spending will very likely be very conservative, Koh said. He added that many countries were shopping for better or upgraded helicopters. The Philippines announced in January it was buying 32 S-70i Black Hawk helicopters from a company owned by Sikorsky Aircraft. Sikorsky is owned by the Lockheed Martin Corporation. Tim Cahill is Lockheed Martin's Senior Vice President for Global Business. At the air show, he said there was a growing need for helicopters in the area. The Philippines order was a very good one for us. The partnership with the armed forces is really positive for us, and in fact, they are ordering more, he said. Aircraft called Maritime Patrol Aircraft, or MPA, remain a major need for guarding the waters between some Asian nations, said Boaz Levi. He is Chief Executive Officer of Israel Aerospace Industries. The company has an MPA partnership with aircraft manufacturer Embraer. There are a lot of customers interested. I can't say what stage or what country, Levi said. We have a lot of activities, especially with the airborne radar. There is big demand for such an aircraft and such capabilities. MPAs are often costly, however. The last major MPA deal was the sale of 6 Boeing P-8A Poseidon aircraft to South Korea in 2018 for nearly $2 billion. Another 4 Poseidon aircraft went to New Zealand for about $1.6 billion. Unmanned aircraft, or drones, offer a less costly way to patrol the seas for possible threats. Australia is working with Boeing to produce so-called loyal wingman drones. These drones would fly alongside piloted fighter aircraft, a representative said at the air show. Drones are also being considered for use in shipping. Lockheed Martin recently tested a self-operating UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter. However, selling such a system has its own difficulties, Cahill said. Sending out an unmanned aircraft to do a patrol, everyone is okay with that. Then you say it will carry troops. Then there's a comfort level you have to achieve, he added. Both Cahill and Koh said a rise in production of ballistic missiles and long-range rockets in the area has increased interest in improved air defense systems. But Koh warned that such upgrades were costly and not always seen as urgent. There will be interest in long-range air defense going forward in terms of upgrading, he said. but given the funding environment, governments will be satisfied with their short-range and medium-range air defense systems. I'm Jonathan Evans.